Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
And welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, the last hour of the week here. And then we head off into the traffic. Hope your commute is a gentle one this afternoon. This hour, do you lack confidence in your prayer life? Would you need some help developing confidence in God and in your own prayer life? Well, we have just the man for you. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers is with us this hour. And really, he's one of the most sought after speakers in the church today. He's active in giving lectures and retreats, and he's all over the place. And I assume during Lent, probably one of the busiest men in America. He's also the author of Behold the Man. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, thank you very much for being with us.
It's great to be with you, and my first time with you, Si, as the host and at Catholic Answers. So it's a real privilege to be on with you for the first time.
Well, you're very nice to say it. I'm going to try not to mess it up because I know you're usually awesome when you're on there. So if this is less than awesome, then then the problem is me, not you. So are you busy during Lent? Are you traveling? And
oh yeah, yeah. I just got back from a swing through Chicago, then Grand Rapids and Lansing, Michigan. Then back to Batavia and Samanoc, Illinois, Houston, Texas. Now I'm home for a couple of days, and I'm leaving tomorrow for Scottsdale, Arizona, then Moses Lake, Washington, and Jacksonville, Florida.
Wow.
And I'll be home the Wednesday before Holy Thursday.
Are these parish missions that you do during Lent?
Yeah, there's some Legatus events, and okay. The rest all parish missions, yes.
And if people want to know, do you have a schedule up somewhere? Is there like a website where they go to find out what you're doing?
Sure. You go to deaconharold.com. And just go to schedule, like a calendar, and my schedule is right there.
And so you're doing a parish mission, or maybe even you're speaking to a Legatus group. And are there people, for example, who will say, okay, Deacon Harold, that's great. Thanks for everything. But in my own prayer life, it's just dry, or I can't find God in my prayer life. Is that something that you hear?
Yeah, actually, I hear that a lot from men.
Ah.
I speak at a number of men's conferences around the country, and I hear that quite often from men that their spiritual life is dry. They can't seem to find the drive or the desire to even go deeper in their faith. And what happens? A lot of guys get stuck. You know, they get into a routine. You know, I get up every morning, I get my coffee, read the email, head to work. It's just the same routine day after day. And what happens is when life gets like that, things fall to the wayside. And often, prayer life is one of those things that fall to the wayside. And so I encourage people to get a new routine, you know, to start a new routine. For example, one of the things you could do is start praying with your wife every morning. You know, just for a minute or two, starting the day off mindful of God's presence. For example, I get up every morning. The first thing before my feet even hit the floor as I'm getting out of bed, Lord, thank you for allowing me to see the light of another day so that I may give honor, praise, and glory to your most holy name. Right? So that, to me, puts me in a state of mindfulness.
Yes.
And a way of, okay, my day is starting. I want to be mindful and be present to the Lord as I start my day. And so that's something I do every single morning. And once you do something for, 30 days, it becomes a habit. And so it's just natural for me, whether I'm traveling, whether I'm home, to do that. And then while I'm home, I also say a short prayer with and for my wife as well in the morning.
888-318-7884 is the number, 888-318-7884. If you lack confidence in prayer, if you have a hard time finding confidence in God himself when you are praying, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers is here to help you. We're happy to take your calls. 888-318-7884. And okay, so men in particular, I actually was surprised to hear you say that, but men in particular, it's just the day is too busy. I'm stuck in my routine. And maybe people have a conception of prayer that I've got to set aside an hour or something, like I've got to do some grand thing. Is that actually an obstacle to a healthy prayer life?
Absolutely not. St. Benedict says in his rule that the monks are supposed to be praying always, right? Praying constantly. It's just the mindfulness of being in the presence of God. So, for example, one of the things that I always recommend is filling what I call gap time with times of prayer or times of mindfulness of God. So, for example, driving in your car. What are you listening to? A lot of people have a commute, whether they're taking a train, whether they're in doing Uber, whether they're commuting in their car, whatever. There's time there that I call gap time. There's a space there. How are you filling that time? What are you listening to? What are you reading? How are you filling your mind and your heart during that time? Of course, at work, you got to focus on your job. But in those in-between times, what are you doing to deepen your intimacy and your relationship with Jesus Christ? That's what I call gap time. So I listen. Well, quite frankly, I'm not being overly gratuitous here, but I truly listen to Catholic Answers podcasts. I download those and listen to those on my phone, on my iPhone, while I'm in the airport. I mean, that's my gap time. While I'm flying, I'm praying the Liturgy of the Hours. I'm praying a rosary. You know, just always just using that time. Maybe not all of it, because I also watch movies on the plane as well. No, but using part of that time to be mindful of God. So it's just creating a situation, again, whether in your car, wherever you may be home, spending part of that time realizing that God is your first and most important priority in your life. People ask me that all the time. You know, what's your priorities? Our relationship with God, my family, and then everything else after that. And sometimes people say, well, I'm surprised you didn't put your family first. And I tell them, if I don't have my relationship with God right, I'm no good to my wife and kids.
And what about someone who says to you, Deacon, I don't know what to say to God. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know.
Let me tell you, Si, look, I had a guy in my RCIA class once who was an atheist, okay? And he was in my class, and then he came to me one day and said he wanted to be Catholic. And that just blew me away, first of all. But I said, well, wait a minute. He told me the story about first he came to the class and thought that, you know, I was just blowing a lot of smoke. So he went back and did his own research and found that what I was saying was correct. So he came back the next week to try and trip me up. Then the next week, then the next week, then the next week. And eventually he said, you know what? I prayed for the first time. I said, what? What was that like? He said he walked outside, looked up in the sky and said, God, you know, it's me. If you're real, show me. And that was his prayer. If you're real, show me. I reflect on that. What a powerful prayer that is. If you're real, show me. And you know God's going to be faithful. So in God's own time, in God's own way, he showed this man that he was real, and the man became Catholic. I mean, this is a guy now who's leading the rosary before mass. He's an everyday mass goer. I mean, guy's awesome, you know, but just very simple. Prayer doesn't have to be long and drawn out. It could be just very simple. I mean, it could be a conversation with God. I do that in adoration quite often. You know, sometimes I'm exhausted. I'll go to Eucharist adoration. I'm like, ooh, Lord, I don't have anything tonight. I don't have anything tonight. Lord, what about you? What you got for me? You know, it's just a beautiful conversation with the Lord. I mean, yeah, you can. And the thing about adoration is this. Yeah, you can pray anywhere. You can pray in your car. You can pray in your house. You can pray while you're walking on the beach. You can pray many different ways. But isn't it always better to be in the presence of the person that you love? I mean, I travel, you know, 150,000 miles a year. And so I'm often calling my wife or Skyping my family. And that's wonderful. But it's always better to be in their presence. And it's the same thing with adoration. You can pray any way you want. But there's something about being in the presence of our Lord in that most blessed sacrament and actually just talking with him and just opening your heart to him. You know, sometimes, Si, my prayer is the worry. I mean, we all have things we're going through, stressful moments, things at the job, things with the kids, things with the marriage, things financially, whatever they may be. And you worry about those things. Sometimes when I go to adoration, my prayer is the worry. You know, okay, Lord, here's what I got going on. Blah, 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 blah. And you just try to think through how you're going to get through this. And just doing that before the Lord, I find that the Lord often opens my heart and gives me an insight or gives me a psalm or a scripture or something that will lead me in the right direction and get my mind and my heart in that right direction to be able to trust him more in those moments of pain.
Are you struggling with your prayer life, struggling with your relationship with God? Maybe you can't find a relationship with God. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers is here to help with that today. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-31-TRUTH. I am Cy Kellett, your host. This is Catholic Answers Live. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back with your calls for Deacon Harold.
Stay with us for more Catholic Answers Live.
We hear it every year. The perennial question, what are you giving up for Lent? And there's nothing wrong with doing without certain things you may have an affinity for. But this year, why not turn the question around and ask, what are you taking on for Lent? Have you considered helping a friend or family member as they journey into the Catholic Church? It's called Friendship Evangelization. And so you don't have to go it alone. Author Devin Rose has written Navigating the Tiber, How to Help Your Friends and Family Journey Toward the Catholic Faith. Not only does he equip you with the knowledge from Scripture, the early church, and Christian history, he shows you how to deal with the common aspects of a convert's journey. Make this Lent one to remember. Order your copy of Navigating the Tiber today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
St. Paul's street evangelization isn't like other evangelism you might have seen on the streets. We don't yell, and we don't force anyone to pay attention to us. Instead, St. Paul's street evangelization is committed to presenting a positive, passionately Catholic presence to a world hungry for truth. For more information, or to start a chapter of your own, go to www.streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com. It's time to do our part.
It was 100 years ago that our Blessed Mother appeared to three children in Fatima, Portugal, and Catholic Answers Magazine is marking the anniversary with a very special issue. Want to be sure to get your copy? Subscribe right now to the best Catholic apologetics magazine anywhere by calling 888-291-8000 or by going to Catholic.com. Getting Fatima right, exploding the myths of Fatima, and a closer look at our Blessed Mother. Just a few of the articles to look forward to. You don't want to miss this very special issue highlighting this hallmark event in Catholic history. Don't wait another moment to subscribe. Call 888-291-8000 or go to the shop at Catholic.com right now to get subscriptions for yourself and those you love. Share the faith. Defend the faith. Catholic Answers Magazine from Catholic Answers, the most trusted name in Catholic apologetics.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. We're talking prayer this hour. If you want some help with your prayer, maybe you're stuck on something or it feels particularly dry to you, or you lack confidence in prayer. One of the big things that folks confront in prayer, 888-318-7884 is the number. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers is here to take your questions or to answer your questions. And we'll go to Michael in Salt Lake City, Utah, listening on 1010 AM. Michael, you are on with Deacon Harold.
Hello, Deacon. How are you?
I'm doing well, Michael. Great to talk to you.
Okay, so my question is, could like a hidden sin or habit, a displeasurable habit, be a cause of dryness? You know, maybe not necessarily mortal sin, but maybe a habitual sin that could cause dryness in prayer life?
I would say so. When you talk about hidden sin, see, here's the thing. We try to do a good job as human beings hiding our sins from other people, but we cannot hide them from God. And God knows that, because God, when he looks at us, he looks at our heart. And our hearts are the place, like for the Israelites, the heart just wasn't an organ that pumped blood through the body. The heart was the seat of the will. The heart was the place where your desire for God lives in you. And so the deeper intimacy we have for God, that we fill ourselves with love and empty ourselves of things that separate us from God's love, from God's life, from God's intimacy. And that's what sin does. So the more sin that's in our hearts, the less room there is to love God. And that can most definitely lead to a dryness in prayer and a dryness in life. you know, as well. So I think one of the things about taking our faith to another level and deepening our intimacy with the Lord is regularly going to the sacrament of reconciliation. I think a nightly examination of conscience and then going to confession on a regular basis. And then again, whenever you're tempted to sin, you know, pull out a rosary, you know, Chaplet of Divine Mercy. There's so many weapons in our arsenal as Catholics that we can use to fill those times where sin is taking us away from our ultimate end, our ultimate meaning, our ultimate purpose. So I would say instead of hiding that sin, confess it, get it out there, let the Lord begin healing it, and then use the arsenal of prayers that we have to fill that, now that because the sin is gone, to fill that with God's love and life.
So
does that make sense?
So even though I might be praying consistently and maybe an hour or two a day or whatever, and the fruits aren't coming through, it's more likely it could be related to that than you might say.
Well, you know, it's not the length of your prayer that matters. It's with the sincerity and the love with which you pray. You know, I pray as a deacon, as an ordained minister in a Catholic church. You know, I have to pray the Liturgy of the Hours every day. But fortunately, because of my Benedictine background, I love the Liturgy of the Hours. But if you're not used to doing that every day, every single day, it's in a 4-week cycle, but those same Psalms keep coming up, you know, and it can be dry. But when I approach the Psalms, I look at that prayer, and I look at those Psalms, I see myself and I see my life in the pages of God's Word. And I think that's one of the ways that it can come alive. But yeah, so if that sin is there, it doesn't matter how long you pray, it's with the diligence and the love with which you pray. So you can, you know, pray for 15 minutes, 20 minutes a day, but if that prayer is intense and filled with love and sincerity, that may be better than praying for an hour where your mouth is just moving and words are coming out, and it's really not doing anything to deepen your love, your intimacy with the Lord.
Thank you very much, Michael. I hope that was helpful. We go to Mary now in Thousand Oaks, California, listening on the mighty 930 AM KHJ. Mary, you are on with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Hello, Deacon. I just wanted to say, I don't know what these people are expecting when they say it's dry. Just to read the Psalms, how gorgeous. Even people who don't believe in God know how beautiful the literature is, that you can't find a better poem on this planet. So just the beauty of the words, isn't it enough? And like you, I have a cardinal rule for myself. When I wake up, I say, thank you for another day, and I say the prayer in Hebrew, Moda Ani Lafineka. I say that prayer in Hebrew, and then I say other prayers, and then I get on my feet. And then once I have my coffee, I have other meditation I do. But I don't expect any vision or any some powerful light is going to come down from heaven. It's enough to know that I'm trying my best. The point is I'm putting myself toward God. I don't know what these people are expecting when they say it's true.
Yeah, my guess, Mary, is that these people may be experiencing some type of trauma in their life. For example, I lost my best friend about 12 years ago. This was a man that I loved like a brother. He was the best man at my wedding. I was the best man at his wedding. You know, and he died of cancer at 38 years old, left behind a wife and two young boys who will never know him as their dad. Now, I have to tell you, Mary, during that time, yes, I was praying every day, the Liturgy of the Hours, the Psalms, but I tell you, my prayer was dry. I felt nothing. I felt dead inside because I missed him so much. And I was wondering, why, Lord? Why him? You got these people that are rapists and murderers and all this stuff, and they're going around. But yet my friend, who has a wife and two kids, who completely turned his life around, and you take him? I didn't understand that. And I was angry with God. I was mad at God, you know, and I was like, why? I didn't understand why God would allow this to happen. He's only 38, for goodness sake. What is his wife and kids supposed to do now? You know, and so my prayer during that period was very dry and very painful, to be quite honest. And so I did go to adoration, and I just opened my heart, and I asked God for healing. And one of the things I came up with, Mary, during that time of pain, as I reflected on the Psalms, especially Psalm 22, which I hope I'll get a chance to talk about that maybe with another caller, is that it came to me, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I trust you. Jesus, I give my life to you. And I use that even till this day when I can't think of anything else to say, when my prayer becomes dry, or if there's something going on in my life that may be inhibiting a deep intimacy with the Lord. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I trust you. Jesus, I give my life to you. That those simple little phrases which the Lord gave to me in adoration may be the way to jumpstart from moving to dryness to more intimacy.
Thank you very much. Mary, I'm going to move on because we'll try to get another call in before the bottom of the hour. And so we go to Joe in San Diego, California, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio. Joe, you're on with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
And my question is, the purpose of prayer seems lost on people who pray and people who try to understand why people pray. People who try to understand why people pray will say, why is there a need to pray? Why doesn't, does God really need a prayer, this thought process, in order to do good or to do the thing that's prayed for? Let me just give you one quick antidote, and then I'll ask your answer. I don't think it's legendary, but I think this really happened. On one of the walls in one of the barracks in Auschwitz, it was written by one of the prisoners, if there is a God, he will have to beg my forgiveness. Now, imagine all of the prayers that were not answered in Auschwitz and all of the other prison camps, and all the other prayers over time where people were, and the victims, hundreds and thousands of victims of priest molestation. There is no God. There is no God, because a God, a merciful God, an all-loving God would never permit this to happen.
Joe, I'm really glad you called. Let's let Deacon Harold respond.
Well, here's the thing, Joe, and I can totally appreciate where you're coming from, but here's the thing. If you in the Bible, in the very first book of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 2, when it says he put man in the garden, it says he may freely eat of anything in the garden. So one of the tenets of relationship with God is freedom. Okay, because if it's not free, it's not love. For example, if I walked out on the street and I saw a woman walking down the street and I said to her, I'm going to marry you. There's nothing you can do about it. She's going to run away and call the police. Why? Because that's not love, because it's not free. Love that's freely given has to be freely reciprocated. And God is a relational God. We're in relationship with him. It's not a relationship of contract. Like a prostitute or buying a cell phone, you get a contract when you buy a phone. It's a covenant. So it's making a complete and total gift of myself to the Lord, and he makes a complete and total gift of himself back to me in love that is free and faithful and total and fruitful. And the reason why we pray is because it is a relationship. It's just like anything else, Joe. Can you get to know someone without talking to them? No, you can't. You can't get to know a person deeply and intimately without speaking to them. So prayer at its very heart is speaking in conversation with God. But here's the thing. God is not a genie. God doesn't wave a magic wand and just make every – yes, he's a good and loving God, but yet he has to respect our freedom. That means we're free to say yes to his invitation to love and to life and to intimacy and communion, but we're also – free to say no. There are going to be people that are going to reject God's invitation to love and to life. And that's the problem of evil. But God does not allow this type of evil to happen, St. Thomas Aquinas tells us, unless a greater good can come out of it. So yes, I to this day, Joe, I don't know why my friend Craig died. I don't know what the purpose of that was. But I know that I can trust God. And that God sees, he told the prophet Samuel in 1 Samuel 16.
But Deacon, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Deacon. We got the heartbreak coming up. We'll finish on the other side when we come back on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live.
Hi, this is Trent Horn, and I'm here to tell you about my new book, Hard Sayings, A Catholic Approach to Answering Bible Difficulties. Have you ever read something in the Bible that confused you? Or has a skeptic ever asked you to explain a scandalous passage and you didn't know what to say? Doesn't Genesis contradict science? Why does the Bible promote slavery? How could God order his people to kill women and children? It's happened to just about everyone. But now you have a place to turn for the answers. In Hard Sayings, I look at dozens of the most confounding passages in Scripture and offer clear, reasonable, and Catholic keys to unlocking their true meaning. After reading this book, you'll be equipped to answer the toughest questions skeptics ask about the Bible. So don't be left without an answer again. Order your copy of Hard Sayings today by calling 1-888-291-8000, by visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or by asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
It was 100 years ago that our Blessed Mother appeared to three children in Fatima, Portugal, and Catholic Answers Magazine is marking the anniversary with a very special issue. Want to be sure to get your copy? Subscribe right now to the best Catholic apologetics magazine anywhere by calling 888-291-8000 or by going to Catholic.com. Getting Fatima right, exploding the myths of Fatima, and a closer look at our Blessed Mother. Just a few of the articles to look forward to. You don't want to miss this very special issue highlighting this hallmark event in Catholic history. Don't wait another moment to subscribe. Call 888-291-8000 or go to the shop at Catholic.com right now to get subscriptions for yourself and those you love. Share the faith. Defend the faith. Catholic Answers Magazine from Catholic Answers, the most trusted name in Catholic apologetics.
Saturday on EWTN Radio, catch Vocation Boom with Jerry Usher at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Jerry interviews Father Gladstone Bud Stevens, President Rector of St. Patrick's Seminary and University in Menlo Park, California. And on Register Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific, Register columnist Paul Kengor joins Jeanette and Matthew to discuss Judge Gorsuch and the natural law. Coming up right after Catholic Answers Live, Father Spitzer's Universe with Father Robert Spitzer and Doug Keck, right here on EWTN Radio. Behold the Man is Deacon Harold Burke Sivers' book, and he is one of the most sought-after speakers in the American Catholic Church and also internationally. A man who flies 150,000 miles a year is a sought-after man. And Deacon, we're talking prayer this hour here on Catholic Answers Live. Joe, before we went to the break, had presented a kind of a challenge, and you were responding to it, but I had to interrupt you, and I'm sorry. Do you want to wrap that up?
Yeah, just quickly, I was going to say about our freedom. You know, in order for God to be in a relationship of covenant, love, and intimacy, that relationship has to be free. So there are going to be people that are going to say no to God's invitation to love and to life and to intimacy and communion, and that's the problem of evil. You know, and I was saying that Thomas Aquinas tells us God doesn't allow evil to happen unless a greater good can come out of it, but we always won't know what that greater good is. And so that's why we pray. We pray to go deeper intimacy with God, but it's not a genie. In fact, God does answer our prayers. He answers all of our prayers that lead us into deeper intimacy and union with him, that moves us closer to our ultimate end and our ultimate meaning and ultimate purpose. But that's not always everything. For example, if I pray for $1 million to win the jackpot and I don't get it, did God not answer my prayer? He answers all those prayers that move us into deeper union with him. Winning a jackpot is not going to move me into deeper intimacy with the Lord. But he answers all those prayers that allow us to cooperate more intimately with his will.
I think winning the lottery might move me into closer. I'm not sure of it, but I'm willing to give it a try. 888-318-7884 is the number. It's Catholic Answers Live, and we are talking prayer this hour with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. Deacon, before I forget, you have an app. Could you just tell us just a little bit about that app, and then we'll go right back to calls?
Yeah, sure. When I was in the Philippines a couple years ago, there was guys that came to my talk, who developed the app for when Pope Francis went there. So they said, "Oh, we want to support you. What can we do?" I said, "Well, you know, what can you do? Because we build an app." And so I have an app. As you see it on my phone here. But if you go to your iTunes or iStore or iTunes or Android store, you can get the app. Just type in Dynamic Deacon. And here's the app right here. It has a lot of cool stuff. I think the coolest thing here is just on this page. And I know you can't really see it, but access to my blog. There's a Bible on here. So if you ever come to see me speak, I say, pull out your Bibles. And you're like, wait a minute, I'm Catholic. I didn't bring a Bible. You have one on the app. You know, you can record the talks. It has prayer requests. I get dozens of prayer requests from all over the world every week, and I bring these prayer requests specifically to my time in adoration and pray for your requests. It has a recorder. You can record the talks. You can take notes during the talk. Access to my YouTube videos, everything. It's just really kind of cool, and it's always free, and I will never ask for any personal information whatsoever. And I know a lot of young adults have been downloading it and finding it quite useful.
Dynamic Deacon. Just search for Dynamic Deacon in whichever store your phone is connected to. We go now to Mick in Randolph, Nebraska, listening on 102.7 FM. Mick, you are on with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Hi, Deacon.
Hey,
Mick. My question is two parts a little bit. One of my Lenten promises is to go to adoration and Mass at least one time a week. And so I found myself in adoration just kind of sitting there. I don't know what to say. I'm just kind of staring at Jesus on the altar. So the first part of my question is, you know, how do I start to pray during adoration? And the second part of my question is, I've tried, as you said earlier, just having a conversation, you know, like you would a normal human conversation. And I can never tell, I don't know how to discern my own thoughts from what God may be telling.
Okay. Well, very good. I think the first thing, there's not a formula to how to start adoration. I start personally with Psalm 63, the very part of Psalm 63. Oh God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory, for your love is better than life. Sometimes I just pray. I'm praying before Jesus. I'm just resting in that. I mean, that for me, that's a powerful way to kind of kickstart my prayer. So whatever gets you, your heart really pumping and moving toward that relationship with God, to open yourself to be able to share your heart with Him, whatever prayer that is for you, find it and use it. All right. Now for the second part, I would say this, because I was in that same situation 5 years ago. I was working at a university in public safety. I was the chief there, director of public safety, and had a very responsible job, making very, very good money. I had a consulting business on the side. I mean, I had a lot of good things going for me. And the Lord, I felt, was there was a tug or a pull to leave that to speak and to write books full time. I was like, well, wait a minute. So I went to adoration. I'm like, Lord, what do you say? I mean, I've got a mortgage. I've got kids in Catholic school and, you know, Catholic speakers. I mean, how am I supposed to, you know, survive and pay my bills and meet my family's needs doing that? I mean, this other job is taking care of everything right now. Just fine. You know, and what you find in adoration, it took 8 months, But after 8 months, my head was saying, wow, this is, this is reality, but my heart was saying, you know, you need to leave. So Lord was speaking to me in my heart saying, you know, you need to leave, but how am I going to do it? You know, you need to leave, you know, and I had to trust God. And then I confirmed what I believe God was calling me to do. Cause sometimes God calls you to do something that's necessarily not what you would want to do yourself. Like I talked to many young men in seminaries who say, you know, I can see myself as married and I can see myself as a priest. You know, and I was going to adoration. I could see myself doing both, but there was something in my heart. There was a peace. There was a contentment. There was a love that pulled me toward the priesthood. And the same thing with me. It pulled me toward leaving the security of that job to speak and to write full time. And I got to tell you, it's the best thing I've ever done. My marriage has never been better. My relationship with my kids has never been better. Everything that truly matters in my life got better when I had the strength and the courage to trust God. And my wife plays a huge role in that as well. Does that help,
yes,
Mick?
Yes, that helps very much. That's a beautiful psalm to start adoration to.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah, Psalm 63, my friend. It's the Grail translation, by the way. The Grail translation of the Psalm.
Thank you very much, Mick. Appreciate that. We'll go to Los Angeles again on Immaculate Heart Radio. Jorge, listening in Los Angeles. Jorge, you are on with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. My question has to do with prayers. Is the intent of the prayer enough, or are there like keywords or phrases that will make the prayer more effective?
Oh, wow. That's an interesting question. I think intent is definitely more important than specific words or phrases. You know, for example, Jorge, when I pray the Psalms, there are some Psalms that I pray that just don't do much for me. You know, I mean, it just doesn't move me. But there are other Psalms that I pray and I just have to stop and just rest in that line, because that line just did something to my heart and I just have to savor it. You know, I just have to just soak in it for a couple minutes, and then I move on with the rest of my prayer. There are some Psalms I just kind of, you know, go through, and they really don't move my heart, but it's still, you know, speaking to God. So I think your intent, and in choosing those prayers or those words that really spark your desire to want to go deeper with your relationship with God, I think that's more important than using specific phrases or specific words.
Jorge?
Yes, I'm here.
Does that help you?
Yeah, because, you know, because I find myself when I do pray really hard, but I sometimes find myself more like talking as opposed to, you know, again, like, you know, like, so, you know, Our Father, we have a certain, you know, word.
Exactly, exactly.
Talking, just talking like I'm talking to a friend.
And that's beautiful, Jorge. I do the same thing in adoration. You know, I'll start off, like, for example, I'll pray the rosary, but then the rosary will lead me to have a conversation with God. You see? So it's both and, not either or. It's both and. So, yeah, Jorge, I would say, you know, yes, keep having that personal conversation with God in that style. But also, if there are prayers that move you to deeper intimacy, then I would say use that as well. Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Jorge. Well, let's take a quick break. I think it's best if we take a quick break, and then we'll get through as many calls as we can before the top of the hour with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. We are talking prayer, and we're happy to take your calls at 888-318-7884. We'll be right back after this.
Call now. Catholic Answers Live.
We hear it every year. The perennial question, what are you giving up for Lent? And there's nothing wrong with doing without certain things you may have an affinity for. But this year, why not turn the question around and ask, what are you taking on for Lent? Have you considered helping a friend or family member as they journey into the Catholic Church? It's called Friendship Evangelization. And so you don't have to go it alone, author Devin Rose has written Navigating the Tiber, How to Help Your Friends and Family Journey Toward the Catholic Faith. Not only does he equip you with the knowledge from Scripture, the early church, and Christian history, he shows you how to deal with the common aspects of a convert's journey. Make this Lent one to remember. Order your copy of Navigating the Tiber today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Catholic Answers Live is brought to you in part by CatholicSingles.com, the website for Catholics who want to meet others who share their faith and values for faith, fellowship, and love. You can learn more at CatholicSingles.com. Catholic Answers Live thanks CatholicSingles.com for their generous support.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Mark 12:28, when a scribe asked Jesus for the first of all commandments, he answered, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." In this, Jesus was emphasizing the superiority of the inner spiritual and moral life over exterior observance. When the scribe understood and agreed with him in this, Jesus said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." So with us, take liturgy for example. Many are the skirmishes over liturgical observance and abuse these days. No matter how legitimate one's concerns may be, one's behavior must always remain charitable. When charity leaves, nothing of value remains. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live for Friday afternoon. We're talking about prayer, and Deacon Harold Burke Sivers is here to help us work through whatever problems you might be having in prayer. Maybe some dryness or never quite caught on to what are we supposed to be doing when we're praying. We go now to Sandy in Salem, South Carolina, listening on the internet to EWTN. Sandy, you're on with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Hi. I have a question. Actually, I want to say, first of all, that I'm really appreciative of your saying that something that you pray in a way that moves your heart. And that's where I'm trying to get to. All my years, I've raised as a Catholic, you just say traditional prayers. They're all form prayers. So I say the rosary, and the prayer before meals is always the same, and all those kinds of things. But I would like to move more into conversational prayer, and I was wondering if you had any suggestions.
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you. And I remember to this day, my mom kneeling me and my brothers down. My sister was still an infant at the time, but I remember her kneeling me and my two brothers down and repeating those prayers after her. Our Father, Hail Mary, Glory be to the Father, Angel of God, my guardian dear. And so those prayers have a special meaning for me because I've connected with my mom when she was teaching us those prayers. Now sometimes you have a hard time just talking with God and how you can get better at that. I would just say, for me, again, Eucharistic adoration, I cannot say enough. I'm telling you, Sandy, Eucharistic adoration is a game changer, a game changer. So I'll go into adoration. Like I said, I'll be worrying about something. I'll just unload my heart before the Lord there. So what do you mean conversation? It's not a conversation like I would have with a friend of mine that I would go to dinner with. It's more, Lord, you know my heart. My heart is heavy right now. Lord, I'm stressed out about this and about this and about this. And I know, Lord, that you are faithful. I know that I follow the path that you've carved out for me. I know that I'm doing your will, but Lord, I know this is hard. And think about it, Sandy. Isn't that the same experience that our Lord had in the Garden of Gethsemane, the night before he was crucified? He had the same kind of he was speaking with God. I'm sure he wasn't using any kind of formal prayer, but he was saying, Lord, if take this cup from me, but not as I would have it, but as you would have it. Maybe using the prayers that our Lord prayed would be a way to start. So that's what I would say. Did that sound helpful to you, Sandy?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy. We're going to just work our way through as many calls as we can here before the top of the hour. So we go now to Den in Portland, Oregon, listening on Modern Day Radio. Den,
hey,
you are on with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Thank you to Catholic Answers and Deacon Harold. It's great to have you on there.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So for dryness in prayer, I've found that it's an opportunity and a calling to do what the theme says is going deeper, trying to maybe think about some things I haven't been thinking about because I fall into the rut of doing the same thing over again, with prayer like a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you could speak to that about the idea of going deeper, maybe talking some things over with the Lord that, we might be avoiding kind of, and maybe not even aware of it. And then experiencing a breakthrough that way. And also, the use of technology, I've been finding it really helpful to have an arsenal of prayer devices and tools and ideas and, ways of praying. And, if you could speak a little bit about the tradition in the church of utilizing, books and television now, all the technologies, kind of, I don't know if sanctifying the the technology. I don't know if that's the right way of describing it, but
yeah. Let me put it this way. I do use the technology on my phone. For example, I travel 150,000 miles a year, and often I'm traveling between liturgical seasons, and I pray the full liturgy of the hours every day. Okay, so on my phone, I have apps. For example, I use the iBreviary. You know, so instead of bringing the 4-volume set with me when I'm on the road, I could just go to iBreviary and use that. I also use the Laudate app, and I use that because there's a gazillion prayers on here, but some of them I actually bookmark. So I have bookmarked Adoration, Chaplet of Divine Mercy, Consecration to Mary, Litany to St. Joseph, Litany of the Precious Blood, St. Benedict, St. Joseph prayer. And I use these prayers on a daily basis and rotate them around so that, every day I have a different prayer. And like I said, there's a billion prayers on here. And so you find your favorite ones and you just use those as part of your regular prayer. I think that will help to deepen your prayer life. When you start to add your life and your experiences into your prayer, so you're not just saying words, but you're actually reflecting on your life, reflecting on where you are in your relationship with God, and that prayer is aiding in lifting up your heart so that it could be actually closer and more intimate to God's heart. Because when your will and God's will are in communion, then you're truly free to be the person he created you to be. But prayer is the way to get there. And so I think, yes, using technology could be a great way of deepening your prayer life. But I would say the easiest thing to do or the best thing to do would be just to start praying, to pray through those difficult times. To go to confession regularly to just remove anything that might be blocking you from experiencing a full depth of God's grace in your life.
Thank you very much, Den. I'm going to keep moving because I want to get to as many folks who have called as I can. So Patrick in Rockwall, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Patrick, you're on with Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers.
Howdy, guys. I'll get to the question, which is I'm trying to incorporate the Liturgy of the Hours into my life. Mm-hmm. But I've also got a 16-month-old that we finally got to start sleeping through the night. So I'm not super keen about midnight at 3 a.m. is there a way to do it, just during the daylight hours? And is there
sure.
a good way to do that? And I've got the Laudate app, too. So is there a way to do it with that app?
Well, what I would say, download iBreviary and use that. And the thing is, about the Liturgy of the Hours does, it sanctifies the day. So there's prayers in the early morning, mid-morning, midday, mid-afternoon, evening, and before you go to bed. So just pick the ones that fits you, the part of the day that you're in. So, for example, I pray the whole office every day. So for you, given your schedule, it may be morning prayer, which takes about 20 minutes. Evening prayer takes about the same amount of time, 15, 20 minutes. Night prayer or compline takes about 10 minutes, if even that. You know, so there are prayers in there that you can kind of fit in to whatever part of the day that you're in, and you can sanctify, make holy that time frame by using the Liturgy of the Hours in that way. And I like iBreviary because the way that it's laid out, you don't have to flip back and forth. You just have to just go through, and it has everything laid out in chronological order for you. Does that help, Patrick?
Okay. No, that helps quite a bit. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Patrick. We'll go now to Michelle in Augusta, Georgia, listening on St. Paul Radio. Michelle, you're on with Deacon Harold.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment. Recently during Lent at our parish, we're doing small groups, and we're studying prayer for like a 6-week period. And so one of the things that we are learning is that you need to approach prayer as a conversation, but that first, you know, God needs to speak to us, and then we listen in response, you know, and then have our meditation. I guess it's under the Lectio thing, but it just really opened our eyes to why, you know, sometimes, you know, we go to prayer and we just sit there and nothing happens, and it's because, like the presenter was saying, we're doing all the talking, you know. We aren't sitting there to listen. And then so he's suggesting is that we need to use scripture as that's like how God speaks to us, and then we reflect on it and then we pray back. But Anyway, so it's a group of like six women, and so we're sitting there thinking, this is amazing. Why haven't, you know, I mean, since little girls, we learned how to pray the rosary, our father, whatever, but, you know, we're in our 40s, and we're just learning this.
Yeah, so I hear you.
Like we're trying to figure out, why didn't we hear this, you know, so long ago?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Michelle. I think part of the reason is that our couples were taught the rote prayers. Just like I mentioned earlier, my mom teaching me the rote prayers as well. But conversational prayer is something that's personal. You know, like if I have a conversation with my wife about something important in our marriage, that's personal. That's between me and her. And so I don't think the Catholic Church wants to script people's personal conversations with God. I mean, you know, so you're free to be able to have that conversation in the way that you want to speak to God, you know, that moves you. So that may look different for me, Michelle, than it may look for you, than it may look for Cy, or it may look for, you know, for Tim Staples or whoever, you know. So I think the rote prayers, because Jesus, I mean, our Father, Jesus said, pray this prayer. So that's what's really important. The Hail Mary, moving closer to our intimacy with our Lord Jesus Christ through the heart of the Blessed Mother. You know, glory be to the Father, the Trinity, one God, three persons, you know, beautiful. But I think, as I said earlier, it's both and, not either or when it comes to prayer. And by the way, are you familiar with Sonia Corbett, Michelle?
I'm not, no.
No, okay. Well, I co-wrote a book with her that's coming out later this summer called Ignite, which is a Bible study, but our approach is much more personal. So this book is going to really address what you're talking about, Michelle. So I can come on the show later this year and talk about that book when it comes out. But our approach is using the scriptures to have more deeper intimacy with the Lord, not just exegesis, like what this word means and that word means, but seeing yourself, your life, your relationship with God in personally in the pages of God's word. So we show people how to do that in this book.
Thank you very much, Michelle. I hope that was helpful to you. We go now to Anna in Las Vegas, Nevada, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio. Very short time, Anna. Can you quickly ask your question to Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers?
Yep. I've been trying to say the rosary every day, part of the Lenten practice, and I want to try to continue it. But I find myself, my mind wanders totally. I'll forget where I'm at in the Hail Mary. I'll forget where I'm at in the Our Father. And I have to say the prayer over and over again before I can get a real prayer in there, because I keep losing my place.
Deacon, you got about a minute to address that.
Okay, that happens to me a lot on the plane. I'll be trying to, I mean, but are you using an actual rosary, though, Anna?
Oh, I'm sorry. Anna, were you using a rosary?
Yeah.
Okay, you have the rosary in your hand. Okay. So I think one of the things that might help, that helped me, is the Laudate app. They have a rosary on there, and you can't, and it actually is an audio, so it's you're praying with it. Or what I do is I pray with Mother Angelica and the nuns. I have the recording on my phone. And so as I'm praying with them, you know, I pray the rosary. I'm praying with the nuns, and that helps me as well.
Thank you so much to all our callers. Deacon, would you give us your blessing before we go?
Sure. May Almighty God bless you and your families, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers, for being with us on Catholic Answers Live.
Honored to be with you. Thank you so much.
And Jesus Christ is the light of the nations. Stay in that light, and we'll see you again Monday on Catholic Answers Live.